Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. We have a special guest on today, Aldo Marklin.
Hello.
And we also have Ben over here, Ben Rosenfeld, and Bobby Haha, myself. And
Happy New Year, Bobby.
Hey, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Yay. Woo.
Did we get your name, your last name right, Aldo?
I say Maraklian.
Maraklian.
The Armenian way is Marashlian.
Marashlian.
Are you Armenian?
So we should have said it the Armenian way.
Peruvian.
No. We have a lot of Armenian fans out there. Marashian.
I'm too tall.
Wait, but you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Armenian's not Spanish. Armenia is not a Spanish-speaking country.
No. And you're from Turkey, so he should kick your fucking ass right here.
Are you Turkish?
No, I'm Russian.
Oh, because he'll kick your ass right here. Get ready to smack you right
Bobby's
now.
Bobby's just bad with geography.
I'm Italian and Armenian, but I was born in Uruguay.
I was close with Peruvian.
Well, wait a second. I got to tell you something.
Uruguay is also South America, right?
On the bottom of
America. It's central.
No, it's not.
No, it's south.
South. Oh, yeah.
I guess you're not Bobby's, the genius.
Bobby's 0 for 2 for 2.
I've been there. No, I've been down there. Also.
You mean you've been a you are gay. That's different, Bobby. It's a different country.
No, but I'll tell you one thing. I used to fuck this guy from Uruguay.
It was the same Aldo.
This kid was gorgeous. Can I tell you something?
Aldo's a good looking guy.
No, nobody's in this kid's ballpark. What I'm talking about.
He's Derek Jeter's body double.
Dude, let me
say. Am I allowed to say it? Okay. No, he's not.
No, here, let me just tell you something.
It's all right. Industry doesn't listen to
Listen, no, here's the deal. This kid, no bullshit, had a 12 and a half inch dick that was this wide, like an animal. But he didn't use it.
That's a thermos.
No, he didn't use it. Look, can I tell you something?
Bobby made a hand gesture like a baseball bat.
It was that big to our friends out there. Let me tell you something.
Is that why you're wearing that on your hand?
No.
But that, good point, Aldo. Bobby's wearing a hand cast on his wrist. What happened, Bobby?
The Uruguayan cock.
No. The Uruguayan,
it was too
no,
heavy
how about
for your wrist?
No, the Uruguayan
you got
cock.
Carpal tunnel.
This is the point I'm trying to bring. He might have had the biggest cock I've ever seen, right? He never used it. He wouldn't even let you touch it or anything. He just liked to suck cock and take it up the ass.
A well-hung bottom, I believe, is what they call it in the biz.
No, super hung. I told him what a waste that is. I said, if I had that bad boy, I'd walk down the street with no pants on, just swinging it in the fucking wind, saying hi to everybody.
So he was 12 inches hard or flaccid?
Hard. But he get hard, but you couldn't touch it. No man near it. He's like real girly. He's a model kid, too. Beautiful.
He's real girly. Well, if he's taking it in the ass and blowing, that's pretty girly.
No.
No?
No, there's a lot of tough guys who do that, too.
Yeah. Bobby's a tough guy. By the way, for our friends and listeners...
I didn't even know this guy was gay until, like, literally 2 minutes ago.
Aldo didn't realize Bobby was gay, which is...
He's known me for years. He's probably seen me coming and going in the comedy club.
Well, Aldo said he doesn't remember meeting you until a month ago.
No, because we've seen each other pass by, but I can say, like, that's it. Not really hanging out. But what happened to your lip, Ben? You got a little herpes too there. Mike Vecchione is gone with the herpes. And now we got... He must have passed it to Ben. They must have kissed each other. Now Ben's got a big herpes sore on his lip. Ben, tell us how you get that.
I thought it's a hairpiece, Bobby.
No, that's not a hairpiece. That's a herpes. That's the real... You got herpes.
What happened in your wrist, Bobby?
My wrist has nothing to do with it. That thing on your lip is disgusting.
I think you punched him in the mouth.
No. I hurt my hand...
It's stress from you being late to the podcast all the time.
No, I'll be honest with you. You want me to tell you what happened? I was shooting some crystal meth yesterday and I missed a shot.
Why does that bandage up a whole... That looks like a carpal tunnel wrap or something.
Listen, I'm telling you what happened. You know?
I thought you were a bowler.
Yeah, I'm a bowler.
That's what it looks like.
So you
missed a crystal meth shot. So you're not smoking meth, you're mainlining now.
No, I'm... I never smoked meth.
Okay,
I mean, I know what you're talking about.
I confused you with Breaking Bad. My bad.
Right, that's I'm doing the Bobby Hobb version of Breaking Good.
So you were
no, that's not what happened.
What happened?
I'm saying, this is a stupid thing. What happened?
What happened?
I was working out. I pinched the weight on top of my hand, and it caught, you know, like pinched it,
yeah.
And it can pinch my hand.
Okay.
So there's nothing fancy about what happened there, but I had to make up a good story because you don't hear no bullshit here on the radio or the podcast. It.
Where Jimmy got?
What?
With gym.
In my house. Oh.
The man gym.
That's right. We got a sauna in there and everything.
You'd be proud of me, Bobby. I heard some comic yesterday doing some bit about the gay gym. And then I guess that it was David Barden. Hanging out with you, I've learned how the gay lifestyle works.
What gay? I don't live a gay lifestyle. I live a Bobby Hall lifestyle. Well, just because I have to have sex with men does not mean I live any kind of gay lifestyle. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I have a gay friend that he usually goes to the gym. And they go in the sauna, he said, and he goes, because he'll be like, I'm going to get blown. I'm like, where the fuck are you going? He goes, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm like, you're going to go to the gym and get blown? He goes, yeah, you go in the sauna. He goes, yes, you have to take your cock out. And the guy looks at it.
In the sauna?
And they just blow you. Is that true?
I don't know. I take him to my house.
In Forest Hills.
Bobby has Forest Hills.
I have my sauna in my living room.
So, yes. The answer is yes.
I see a glass of steam.
Yeah. No, but let me tell you something.
Well, that's because Bobby's in a hat still for some reason.
They do that. Forest Hills. The gym in Forest Hills is Bally's and the New York Sports Club. Which one?
Both.
No, they don't even have saunas over those cool places.
They do. My friend goes in the steam room and he gets blown over there.
A steam room and a sauna are two different things. The steam room, you can't see in there.
Right.
Because you got steam.
Right.
So that's where they probably do it.
Probably.
Because your sauna, you can see everything. It's just heat.
I don't go to either one.
I go to my house. I do it all the time. It's nice to take a good sauna.
All right. Good talk, everyone.
It's a good warm-up before, like,
happy New Year, guys.
Yeah.
What'd you do for New Year's, Aldo?
How did I do? Well, for New Year's Eve, I just went to my girlfriend's family and went to, like a catering hall.
Okay.
It was cool. It was in Jersey. It seemed like it was like at a fancy wedding.
Okay.
So it was pretty good.
Cool.
That was it.
What about you, Ben?
I had a little house party that you thankfully didn't show up to.
Here?
Yeah. It was like
no, can I tell you something, honestly? And I should have came.
It's at 80.
No, I should have stopped by, Ben. I should have came here earlier, but I kind of like took a nap and everything, and I missed two good parties. I could have stopped here at Ben's place, but my friend on 70-something street on the east side.
Bobby's a one-upper, so anything you say, he has a story that's slightly better.
No, he's
or
like
a friend that's slightly better. So
no, he's not. He's a good guy. He is better than you. Anybody's better than fucking you. But he's a good person, this guy.
Does he make you coffee like that nice?
No, the guy's a good cook, too. But he's a...
See? Not just coffee, also cooking.
And he puts stagehands together. He's a stagehand union guy. And he's a good guy. Give a shout out to Zim for inviting me to his party. But I missed it. Because they couldn't get a cab. There was no cab. Uber cab, this one, that one. No cabs.
Oh, yeah. New Year's Eve is the worst night of the year to get a cab.
So I couldn't get a cab, and that's why I couldn't get over to the parties.
Could have taken a train.
So then you should have came here to Ben's. See, that would have been a good friend.
Yeah, that would have been a really good crowd here in fucking Ben's. Real exciting.
You should have invited you.
What? I appreciate the invite. I get invited to a lot of places that I don't go to. That's what I said. I'm like Groucho Marx.
I wouldn't want to be a member of any club that would have me.
Right, exactly. So I didn't want to come to any place that would invite me, except the gyms I'll go to next time. That would have been a hell of a party, too. There was four guys there. That one I used to bang, I told him to go fuck himself. He was there with his boyfriend, right? Three other guys, two of them on Adam for Adam I met, and I cursed them both out on Adam for Adam. I told them to go fuck themselves, too. Right?
Have you been going to the gym a lot, Bobby? That's a lot of aggression. What happened?
That's
to
not aggressive.
Nicer?
No, I'm usually go very
fuck
nice
yourself.
To people.
That's
no, 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 no.
Too.
It's not. That's not the way it happens. They have to be out of line before I say something to them. I am the nicest person of a world.
Even Bobby couldn't look me in the eye as he said that. He looked off. I'm the nicest person.
I'm nicer than Mother Teresa and a Pope. How about that? This new Pope. He's the only.
Yeah, I've heard your stories, Bobby. They're not so nice.
Why? Because I have sex?
No, not those stories. Oh, your Italian.
No, the shooting
prison,
the shooting of the people.
Stories.
Oh, well.
The wrong house story. That one.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Hey, everybody can make a mistake. That's a true story, though.
So we can, Aldo, we'll make this, you choose where we go. We can either go to the news topics, or you and Bobby are like the two dirtiest comics in a good way that I know, where you both just enjoy filthy humor. So which would you rather talk about, news topics, or how both of you are perverts in very different ways?
The perversions, man. Let's talk perversions.
I really don't watch the news.
Okay, yeah, we don't either. We literally, what we do...
Aldo, I know he was a perv.
And I've told you this before.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. Can I say something? I did a show about a month ago. It was an X-rated show, right? And they invited me to go upstate. I was the headliner, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the show, and every comedian that went out was just so dirty and raunchy that, like, it wasn't funny.
Oh, you mean they do it just too nasty way?
Yeah, like it had...
Like they want to be like nice play, but they can't.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm watching it, and I'm like, this isn't funny. And when I went on, I just kept it like PG. And everyone's like, oh, but you're so great, you know, being dirty. Why weren't you dirty? And I was like, because of you. I didn't want to be that guy. And,
right.
And honestly, like I've been writing a lot of new stuff and doing a lot of stuff. Like literally that weekend, I went to... Rochester, and I did four shows out there. I just kept it clean. I couldn't, that fucking, that show opened up my eyes. Like,
I don't want to be known as that guy because everyone knows me as the dirty comic, and I'm trying to clean my name.
Right,
up,
I remember which is you. Hard. Yeah, and I remember you telling me you're working on new clean yeah. stuff.
And everyone was like, "Ah, no, you're not. You're such a liar." But it's like
I've done shows for kids and old people.
Yeah,
I did some big gangster's 50th mother and father's 50th wedding anniversary.
You didn't tell him to stand up, turn around, let me see that ass.
No, not that show.
That's his signature bit.
Yeah, no,
but
that's
you know
my
what?
Thing.
It's like, all right, I am dirty, but at least it's a story that leads to like,
right.
the dirty.
Mine too.
But if you just fucking come out, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
No,
like,
Ben, is mine that
yeah,
dirty?
There's no arc or build to it.
Right. Hey Ben, is it my mine's not that dirty?
It varies.
But I don't get like those stupid assholes. That get up there that he's talking about. They
right.
just go up there and go, fuck, and suck my dick, motherfucker, and suck
yeah.
my dick. I don't ever go to that.
Yeah.
I got 20 stories in there.
Right. When I was giving that intro, I meant it in a good way, where the two of you, you do dirty, but you do it in an artistic way.
Yeah, but what a pervert, but you got the big herpes sore on your lip.
All right, thank you, Bob.
I'm just saying, I don't know. What's supposed to be the pervs here?
The thing, Aldo, I believe I've told you this before, the thing I enjoy about when you're doing the dirty stuff, you have this childlike joy about it, where you're just happy to talk about
it.
I
get away with it.
And it's very infectious.
I'm the same way.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah, because we do it in a right way.
You do it in a really good way, where it's just very enjoyable, where you're just
right.
excited about it. So it's
the
like
best.
Fun.
Like, I call my style of comedy, I would call it politely offensive. Like, it's
right.
offensive, but I'm... You
but
know,
you're not hurting anybody.
Like
I'm not a dick about
you're
it.
Not a big, right, you're not being a dick. The same way I am. Like, when I do a show, one lady came up to
well,
me...
Well, you say you're the world's most... The world's only aggressive gay comedian, Bobby.
Well, yeah.
That's different from politely offensive.
No, but I'm still polite about it. I'm just aggressively polite.
I'll give you aggressively polite.
Okay, but how about this?
Stand up, turn around, let me see that ass.
It's a lot. But it's in a nice way, though. I don't say it like that.
That's his whole crowd work. He just goes, everyone in the crowd, one
no,
at
no,
a
no,
time.
I don't. No, I don't.
He bullies
no,
them
I don't.
Standing up
no, I don't.
Around.
I always take, like, two good-looking kids in the audience, and I'll tell them to stand up during the beginning of the show. And I really want to look at them. The best was the time I had the two kids. I'll never forget. It was like they planted them right in the front. They were the two most beautiful guys you ever see in your life. They were blonde, like, from Swedish boys and everything. So they were, like, perfect looking, both of them. I mean, absolutely perfect. Like, wow. So, there might be aliens or something. So, I told him to stand up. But in a nice way, I go, can you two guys stand up? So, he stood up. I said, can you turn around for me nicely? Please, turn around for me. Yeah. No, slowly. And so, they turned around. They don't know what the fuck is going on. And then I go, and then I said, boy, you're some pretty motherfuckers. Get up on the stage right now, both of you. Pull your pants down. And I'm going to stick my tongue so far up your ass, it's going to come out of your mouth, and I'm going to lick his ass on clean. Because there's some beautiful fucking boys here. You Swedish boys, you.
See?
And the guy goes, here's like, he goes, oh, we're not from Sweden. We're from Denmark. I was melted right there.
I
said, oh.
I guess we're kind of the same, but yours is gay and mine's not gay.
Right, exactly.
But you get away with it.
We get away with it.
But I've always been that guy. You know what I mean? Even since I was younger, like, I don't mean any harm by it.
Me
like,
too.
Like,
I don't
I
ever
remember,
mean harm to
like,
her.
One of my friends, I remember she got breast implants. And she was, you know, we were out one night, and I was like, this is like 10, 20 years ago. And I'm like, oh, great. Finally, I have something I can shoot a load on. And my friend goes, and she starts laughing. And then my other friend goes, if I would say that, what would happen? She's like, I'll punch you in the face.
Because
I go,
why
can't
he
do it? She goes,
it's not what you say.
Because he's Aldo.
Aldo, it's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
The one, I'll never forget it. This, after the show I did, this is years back, a woman comes over to me. This old Jewish woman, like, she real
why,
old.
Why she got to be Jewish for,
well,
Bobby?
Well, she happens, because the accent, you're going to hear in a second, she was Jewish. So she comes over, and her husband's even going, like, oh, my God, you know? So she comes over to me. She goes, may I ask you something, young man? I says, yeah. Well, she goes, no, I'll tell you something. She goes, tonight, I heard the most vile and disgusting things I've ever heard in my whole entire life. But out of your mouth, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
That's the compliment you gave
me. It's just your delivery.
Right. It's the way you do it. It's not trying to hurt people. They notice that. You're not trying to just be a filth bag.
Because I do show.
Right. It's just
sometimes.
How you are.
Right. That's how they am. But you're trying to be funny. Right, Aldo? You're the same way. We're just trying to put humor in.
Just having fun.
Right. Without hurting people.
I think they can tell the difference between you're just trying to say gross things or sick things or blue things just to be offensive,
yeah,
or if that's just the kind of person you are.
That's the kind of person I am.
Right.
It's probably Aldo's that way too. We're just not naturally that way. Since you were a kid, you've probably been like that. I've been, since I was a kid, I've been telling Joe all my life.
Right.
Right.
I was always a class clown.
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, my parents passed away, and I was looking through this box, and there's all my old report cards, and they all kept saying in the back, Aldo's very disruptive in class. All he wants to do is make the class laugh.
Right, that's a great thing.
Since fourth grade. And my mom used to always say that. Since fourth grade, you were nothing but a headache in school.
Right.
But I was always the class
Me too. Ever since, even before, when
I thought you didn't even finish fourth grade, Bobby.
Listen, okay, well, you got me there. No, but even when
I Did you go to Catholic school?
No, but I went to religious instructions on Wednesdays to get the, you know.
That's where you became gay.
No. They threw me out of there. No, they threw me out for molesting a priest. So, no, what happened to me, man?
Religious instructions.
When I was 6 years old, this oldest son, my sister told me this. My sister, Linda, she goes like this. She says, she took me to the barbershop, and in those days in the Bronx, you could drop somebody at the barbershop and get go shopping or whatever. You come back and your kid's going to still be there.
Aldo just took a glance at all my topics and his eyes rolled into the back of his head out of fear. It was fantastic.
I can't even read it.
You can't even read it. That's part of the fun.
All right, so let me tell you what happened.
Let's get Bobby's story and then we'll get to the topics.
And this is the truth. My sister goes to me. She tells me, she went to the barber shop. She comes back. The barber goes, please, take him. My sister goes, what? She goes, there's a kid. He was an Italian guy. He's a kid there, and he talks to the blue streak. And he's never going to stop talking to the blue streak all his life. She was right. I talk people to death.
It's true.
The people I date, one of them this weekend, he was there like 2 days. He's sitting there, he's listening to everything I say. And he's getting mad because I'm saying things to him. I says, this thing doesn't stop.
Bobby doesn't shut up. It's taken us a year and a half to get Bobby to at least let other people finish their sentence.
I can't help it. I just thought.
See, he interrupted me before I finished the sentence.
You should do your own podcast by yourself.
I do. He doesn't, but there's 70,000 people there in my head.
He doesn't know how computers work, so
he's like, I do do a podcast.
He's dependent on me because he doesn't know technology.
He's like, I am doing my own podcast. Ben is just here.
Feels that way sometimes.
No, but it's true. The kid says, you keep, and I do it to everybody. I can't help it. It just comes out of me. It's like, I start, I know what they're going to say, so I say it before they even say it, like.
Yeah, he asked me, he already asked me two questions. He interrupted between the
Yeah, no, you got to.
Yeah,
so what kind of comedy? So,
what kind of comedy you do? Oh, yeah, I do that, too. You got to, this one you got
to
jump
in. I usually anticipate, because I am listening to people, so I usually anticipate what they're going to say. And that's why I just automatically jump into it.
Aldo's very polite, so our poor listeners are barely going to hear Aldo until you got to stop being polite with Bobby.
I'm just listening.
You just got to yell over him until he quiets down, and then you get your thought in. All right, speaking of topics, and by the way, I changed us from comedy in like the categories for podcasts, from comedy to news, so now we have to do topics every week.
Lord.
It's better for our rankings.
We did those already.
No.
I told him what happened Sunday when the gays came over my house and I bagged them in the ish.
Well, that's very local news.
Oh, okay.
To one.
No, I got international. I got one flying in from LA today from Taiwan.
I found out he was gay. That was news to me.
Right. He's the fucking hater. I'm the gayest motherfucker ever walked.
And I found out we know each other for years. That's another news I didn't
know. I've seen you around there for years, yeah. See? We didn't like hang out or anything, but I've seen you around there for years. You like say hi and stuff like that. Not at all.
Bobby's not very memorable.
Only if you have a 12-inch cock that looks like a thermos.
No, I mean, that kid was unbelievable. You know how many guys with 3-inch cock right now would kill their own mother if they could have a schlong like that and walk around?
Just don't touch it.
No, him, he doesn't want to touch. But anybody, it's just a waste of cock. That's a waste of a 12-and-a-half-inch dick. He has never used it on another human being. Never.
So you do, he just laid
it on. He likes to suck cock.
He laid it on your shoulder?
No, he likes to suck cock. He likes to suck cock and get banged in the ass, you know what I mean? And I'm cranking pretty good. And I was like, fuck it. I felt like a little baby next to this guy.
Did you cry with a thumb in your mouth?
No, he cried when I was banging him in the ass real hard because I was trying to make up for my insecurities of his giant schlong.
Well, he can't fuck himself in the ass, so that's not...
Oh, I bet he probably could.
For 12 inches, I think you could.
12 and a half.
You could do anything with that.
Yeah, that was a monster. That was the Loch Ness. That was Nelly, the Loch Ness monster.
You can do pull-ups on that.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of monsters, two more cops got shot in the Bronx.
When?
Today or yesterday. They're looking for the guy. They're going to survive at least.
They're going to survive? Okay. Yeah. That's a shame. That's a real shame.
Yeah.
See, that's bullshit because, you know, most cops are doing a good job. I mean, you've got the scumbags. Like any other job you have, you're going to have your crazies and your scumbags and things like that. But most cops are out there protecting people, and these people say, yeah, we sure hate the cops. Yeah, when you're fucking laying there dying, somebody's beating your fucking ass, five guys, and the cops come, boy, you're sure glad to see them then.
And it's not good if the cops feel like it's just war on cops, where they're just getting shot for no reason.
Right, because now they're going to be more trigger
happy. They're going to be more trigger happy.
They're going to be nervous.
And eventually, once they're done shooting all the black people, they're going to shoot white people, too.
No, they don't do that. They play a lot of games.
They show what the guy looks like.
Yeah, they showed the suspect.
Yeah.
I'd say either white or Hispanic.
With a beard.
Bearded.
Ben?
So what's the next topic?
did you have anything to add to that?
No.
No, okay. Next topic is cops second week in a row. They're silent protesters. They're not issuing tickets, pretty much. Like, the amount of summonses and, like, small bullshit offenses has gone almost to zero.
I think that's wrong.
I think it's good, but for the wrong reasons.
They're not giving out tickets?
Like, for public urination. They're only, like, arresting people when they have to.
Oh, really?
Like, if it's as, like, their silent protest against the mayor, instead of, like, you know, jumping turnstiles, all that shit. They're only ticketing, like...
Yeah, but letting people get away with crimes is not a good job.
Well, there's a difference between crimes, Bobby. No, there's
a couple of guys... my friend said they he was speeding. He went right by the cop. He said, oh, shit, he was going 110 miles an hour. He said the cop didn't even move.
Yeah, that's their
the
protest.
The cop was standing right there in the car, and he went right by him going 110, going to LIE. So he said, oh, shit, as he passed the cop. The cop never moved his car or nothing. The cop looking at him.
There's a cop right there on off the Whitestone Bridge that I saw him 2 minutes ago pull someone over for speeding. He's always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like they've done like some analysis where it's like 10 times fewer tickets than usual.
Yeah, it's like really, yeah, it's like 10% of the usual tickets.
Oh, so I should have just parked upstairs in the meter.
You could have parked right inside, walk in front of Ben's house.
Yeah.
Could have parked at the fire hydrant. They don't give a shit anymore.
On the sidewalk.
You crash right into the building.
Here's the thing. Like, I think the police job is to protect people and to help citizens, not to generate revenue for the city. Which is, their protest is they're just not issuing tickets that result in revenue.
Oh, okay.
But they're doing it for the wrong reasons, that they're not generating revenue. They should not be issuing tickets because they believe it's wrong and a misuse of police resources.
That's a good
not
reason.
As a protest.
Right, exactly. I agree with Ben on this one for once.
So that means they're not going to raid any whorehouses or Chinese massage parlors?
Now is a good week to go to a whorehouse, Aldo.
2 for 1.
No, they raided my brother's place 3 times this week. One of his places.
Oh, to poker?
Yeah. 3 times in a week or so.
That's not good.
What?
That's not good.
Really, though. They weren't protesting them. That's the public moral squad. It's a different unit.
Next topic.
They did the whorehouses, too. The gambling whorehouses.
7-year-old survives a plane crash.
The greatest thing ever.
Well, not for him. Now he's, or she's
traumatized. She's a girl. Well, no, her family, she's not traumatized that bad. She actually, did you hear the whole story?
No, I just read the headline. As I was telling Aldo, we don't read the news either. Just
okay, I do.
20 minutes before the show, I just pull up the headlines and
I do.
Jot down what's
Let me tell you how great this girl was at 7 years old.
I turn on New York 1 in the morning, see what the weather is, and that's it.
Okay, you're ahead of me.
That's
okay.
How I found out the cop got shot.
Yeah. This is what this girl did. The plane crashed. Her mother, father, and brother perished in the flight. You know,
is it the Malaysian thing?
No, no. That's a separate one. No, a lot of planes falling out of the sky.
No, they. So the plane crashed in this really bad wooded and snowed up area. And the 3 family members didn't survive. She went and got twigs, put them together with no shoes on. She had no shoes on. Because she wasn't wearing shoes in the flight. And she took the twigs, tied it together. She learned survival skills probably from her father or someone. Took the fire from the plane that was burning to make a torch.
7 years old.
7 years old. Went through a 20-foot ravine. She went in, came back up, and walked another couple miles to this guy's house. She had to walk quite a few miles in the snow with the bare feet. But with a torch to get through the woods. And she knocks on some guy's door. The guy couldn't believe it, that she survived that.
That would have been
so. That's a great story.
In 40 minutes.
No, that's a great story about survival and the will to live and knowing someone taught her survival skills that she used at 7 years old. That was a great story. I mean, not for the family that passed away, but for survival of the one.
Yeah, but that'll screw you
up. And she wasn't even hurt.
That'll screw you up later, huh?
No, it'll...
Having your whole family die in a plane crash?
Well, listen.
Best case scenario, comedian. Worst case, stripper. Or no. A whorehouse in Chinatown where it's...
I'll bet that girl ends up doing something good with her life. That's a girl's a survivor. She's a tough fucking girl. And she's going to write a book about the whole story later on.
She will get a good book deal, you're right. Hopefully she learned her ABCs before she learned survival skills so that she
can... No, but that's a hell of a story that she could survive something like that. And, you know, that's a big fall when you're in a brain clash there. And
she'll
whole family
there. She'll be on the show Survivor next year when she's 8.
That'd be a good where they introduce the new survival challenge. It's like, all right, everyone,
survival children.
Yeah, we're gonna throw you out of an airplane, and you gotta hike 10 miles. First one gets an immunity.
All right, I'm surprised you don't have that one. Survival.
That's like the movie. That's like the movie Castaway.
Yeah.
Like when I watched it, I swear to God, like you know how he grabbed like that ice skate and he used it like to chop down wood. I never would have thought of that. I would have put on the ice skates and just fucking sat on the fucking sand like an asshole.
Hoping it's gonna fucking
freeze. I swear to God.
Hoping the water freezes.
I would have watched it. I was like, I can't believe he's chopping fucking wood with the ice skate. That's
no, you would have done it.
That's unbelievable. I would have been there crying with my ice skates on.
But as you got finished crying, you got hungry, you would have used
that. I wouldn't even eat the banana that was hanging on the tree. I would have just been crying.
You would have eaten the lever from the ice
skate. Yeah. I would have got the shoelaces off the ice skate and hung myself right there. Done.
Next topic.
I would have been punching holes in coconuts and banging them.
Jesus. Wow, Bobby.
There you go.
I like how your first survival instinct isn't eating food, it's sticking your dick in something.
Right, and then when Ben comes and says, hey, you want some coconut milk?
And a banana in his ass.
Yeah.
To keep warm. While wearing ice skates.
They should have a show called Survivor Bobby Haha Island, where they have a whole bunch of guys running around. They gotta stay away from Bobby Haha.
That's like the Greek... the Greek tale with the Centurion Island, where he eats all the kids, so he builds the Daedalus wings.
Right.
Dish Network is offering a new internet-only TV channel service for $20 a month, Sling, where like on your computer you can get like ESPN and a bunch of good cable I can't speak today. Cable networks, instead of paying $100 a month for cable. So it's like the start... Slowly but surely, all the networks are moving from TV to just internet streaming, like HBO, Go, bunch of that stuff.
Well, then I'll do that, because fuck these cable people.
Yeah,
because
ESPN...
I'll pay like $20 a month.
Right. Yeah, I have Time Warner, and I want to switch, but I can't because my building has a contract with Time Warner, and we can't get nothing else.
Oh, yeah? My building knows.
Yeah. I think it's only in a few more years until TV, having to pay for all of
what
the
internet...
What
do you want to switch to? Switch is good, too. Like, Queens here?
Probably Dish Network. Because my godmother has that, and I think she pays a lot less than me.
I got to look that up, because Time Warner, they're killing me every month.
Oh, yeah. I pay two something.
200, yeah.
Wow. I have Dish. I don't know what we pay.
But you have the gay channels, though, right?
I don't know. I don't watch the gay channels. No.
You mean We and Oxygen?
No, Logo's a big gay channel.
Logo.
Oh, yeah. They do stand up on it sometimes. You should see about getting on.
I don't know, Ben. I am not a gay comedian. I'm a comedian. I just happen to bang guys in the ass.
You talk about being gay on stage?
No. Really? I talk about fucking guys in the ass. But that's not being gay. No, you guys don't understand something. When you come up with this bullshit about somebody, they go, oh, he's very gay. People go, oh, you're very straight acting. You know, you get me. How the fuck does this straight acting mean? I ain't straight acting. I'm fucking guys in the ass, sucking dick.
Because you're not femme. That's what it is.
That's a different ballgame.
Right.
But people put labels on people that they shouldn't do. There shouldn't be none of that bullshit. People should just do what you want to do, and that's it. As long as it's two consenting adults, no one should worry about what the fuck you do behind closed doors. Because what I've been doing behind closed doors, I wouldn't want to know what I'm doing in here.
Bobby's BDSM gay, not femme gay.
No, I'm not. You're wrong guy.
I've seen your photos, Bobby.
Listen, because they ask... Because
you don't want to, you can't unsee something.
No, but can I say something? Because people ask me to do that to them. But I'm more of a sensual guy. I'm into like.
You're more of a rose petals and candlelight?
Yeah, sensual lovemaking man.
Anyway, Dish Network, I think this is a big move where in a few more years, you're going to be able to get any channel on the internet, or you're not going to have to pay this bullshit $200 a month for all these networks you don't want. There should be a la carte where you just pick the channels.
That's like
you
my friend. My friend canceled his cable.
Mm-hmm.
He has Netflix and he pays for Hulu.
Yeah, that's all you need.
It's fucking $15 for both. And
right,
he's good.
Yeah,
because whatever shows on TV today, it's on Hulu tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And Hulu, I should do the same thing, because basically all I ever watch is Person of Interest. The Blacklist.
I don't know.
I like The Blacklist, Person of Interest, and Saint Live.
Yeah, the only thing I care about is to sometimes I like to watch ESPN, like SportsCenter or some football. But if the internet's $20 for that, then fuck the TV.
Yeah, why?
Right. I should, and I got Hulu on Netflix.
You could watch a lot of sports on you know, on certain websites.
For yeah, time. No, I know. But then it always has, like, a buffering thing.
Yeah, you go to manhub.com. They got a lot of sports on there. You look at the category.
Wrong, wrong kind of sports.
Or lonely swallowing.
Why, water sports isn't a sport? It's in the name.
In patent news, we like to switch things up. Apple has filed a patent for a flexible phone. So, like, instead of, the idea is, like, when your phone's dropping, the sensors will automatically twist and bend so it doesn't break, like, flexible circuit board. Too nerdy for this podcast. Got it. Based on the two of yours' reaction,
yeah,
Ben, next
you
topic.
You are the most boring motherfucker I've ever met in my life. No wonder why I didn't come to this
From
party.
From 12-inch cocks to
right, to the bendable phones. Ooh. How about this?
Bendable cocks, bendable phones. I thought you could relate.
No, but we don't relate to that. But thank God I didn't come to that
when
party.
When is that coming out?
What? The
It's just the patent, so probably 5 years.
How about the iPhone 28? I already got one.
But all right.
The anal phone. You stick it up your ass, and then the things go right to your body.
A Bluetooth.
Yeah. Hello?
Anyway.
What's that? My ass buzzing.
In a different twist of the TV networks going on the internet, HBO Game of Thrones, first couple of episodes, they're debuting it in IMAX before they debut it on HBO.
Last two episodes.
Last or first two? I thought it was the first two.
No, this, I think it's the last two
episodes. Oh, okay.
Like I heard it in the news today.
Oh, you mean the movie theaters?
Yeah, instead of on TV. It's an interesting... It's like everything... they have a term, it's like one screen where it doesn't matter how you get it, so everyone's just messing with where you see what. It's interesting.
I've never seen that show. I don't watch much television.
I don't see it either.
Me neither.
You know what I watch? I watch the Food Network. I love
Do you
cooking.
Cook a lot?
Yeah, I cook a lot.
Thanks for bringing food for the show, Aldo. Yeah.
We usually have people bring us a little something. And here's a guy tells us he's a cook, and now you don't bring us nothing.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. You show up next time.
I watch bizarre foods. Or, you know,
Andrew Zimmerman.
That guy's a fucking nut.
He's great. I like him.
But he don't eat walnuts.
he eats shit, but
he'll eat a pig's asshole. But he doesn't eat walnuts.
Yeah, I ate a pig's asshole last night myself.
I saw that coming.
You get the assist on that one.
What is that? An O on the? Oh, that a little like a little thing before each thing.
That's a little thing.
Yeah, oh. Yeah,
in theory, I would check these off as we go through them. But I don't always.
Like, in theory, what are we in a fucking lab over
I'm
here?
Like, why does everything say October in front of it?
Yeah, fucking Albert Einstein used to do it over here.
Here's an interesting one. A 17-year-old Connecticut girl is fighting the state of Connecticut for her right to not have to do chemotherapy. She's got, like, lymphoma or Hodgkin's or something. She doesn't want chemo. The state is forcing her to take chemo for it. And what's interesting is in Connecticut, a 17-year-old can get an abortion, but they can't decide if they have to take chemo or not.
But why does she want to take chemo?
She doesn't want it.
She wants to die?
She'd rather die than put poison in her body. That's the quote.
Well, I think she has the right to make that decision on her own.
I agree. And her parents are with her. It'd be one thing if the parents are like, no, you take this fucking chemo. Right.
I believe like about at 16 years of age.
Well, if she just leaves the hospital.
She's run away twice, but then they like caught her and put her in a thing, and then they're just pumping chemo into her.
That's fucked up.
That should be like a TV show.
I don't think anyone would watch that. Cancer TV doesn't sell, Aldo.
No, like,
oh, yes, it would.
She's escaping the hospital.
Oh, yes, it would. Let me tell you something. The sick goals in this country, you put people back into Roman gladiators fighting for money in Yankee Stadium, $1,000 ticket would be sold out every time.
Oh, that, yes. But that's different. I said cancer.
No, they do doing cancer, too. You throw some cancer people in thing.
What, you're going to put someone with cancer in the middle of Yankee Stadium, watch them slowly deteriorate?
No, you watch them run away from the doctors and stuff to see if they can get out of there.
Like when the security go after you when you jump in the
Yeah, the like the streaking.
Yeah.
I see the worst one I've ever seen was years ago at the Jet game. The Jet were playing Baltimore.
In Shea Stadium?
Yeah, at Shea Stadium. And Bubba Smith. There was a guy.
It's a good football name. Real good football.
He was a bad dude. This guy was a defensive end for Baltimore. This kid comes running and he's streaking and they were getting ready to get down in their position on the line. He hit this kid a shot you would not believe. Almost took the kid's head off. That was disgusting. He just went off the line like, you know what I mean? Because you see the kid. And he knew it was a kid. He knew it was a man. And he just went like this. Look, he jumped up and went, boom. And these guys are huge.
300-pound defensive linemen, no joke.
And he just fucking smashed this kid. This poor kid just went out, boom, and they took him off the field. And, to me, that's wrong.
And no one has ever streaked at Shea Stadium since.
No, they might have. They don't care. They streak a lot at Shea Stadium.
At the Met game.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're embarrassed to be at a Met game.
Why?
They don't do so well, Bobby.
Well, these are good 1969 and 1978, 88, what was it, 85? 86
Here's the mess up thing with the Connecticut girl. The state, like, their response was, we care about the welfare of children, so we don't want children to die. Where they, like, completely missed the point of, she's not a child at that point, you know?
Right. I think about 16 should be, like, an age where they could do something other wrong to make a decision like that.
I agree.
It's pretty fucked up, though. Let me tell you, you have to take this.
Yeah, it's going to the Supreme Court, but they have, like, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, they don't make you take stuff.
No, because that's a religion thing.
Right, but that it's like, oh, if you're a religion, you've been brainwashed.
First of all, I think all religions should not have the right to do anything. They should be taxed like everybody else.
Yep.
And all this Catholic Church, all this bullshit. I mean, let me tell you something. It's all phony. People are believing in a fucking boogeyman. There's no proof of any God. There never was. And the fucking people put their whole life based on, oh, Jesus and Jesus. Where the fuck is he?
I agree with Bobby for the second time today. New year, new format of the podcast.
No, people have intelligence. Like, I tell them, you put your whole entire life to the invisible man. Show me. I'm from Missouri, motherfucker. Show me.
Lot of agreement between me and you, Bobby.
No, I don't like that. And I do happen to like the new pope.
Yeah, he
should. I don't like Catholic religion. I think that's the scummiest religion on earth. First of all, here's something. God made the earth, right, on 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. That's when they're supposed to have the Sabbath. No, but they have it on the first day, the Catholic Church. That's the actual mark of the three sixes. I don't know if you know that or not. That's the devil.
What I want...
Think about it.
Quiet, Ben, he's speaking.
Aldo, am I correct or not?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
School, I don't remember
now. No, this is what I'm trying to say. Look. If you have God made earth on 6 days, right?
How did we get to this?
On the seventh day he rested, that's supposed to be the Sabbath. No, isn't that the day okay, that's the Sabbath. So, the seventh day, right? But why do they have... So why do they have the day, their Sabbath on the first day of the week?
What do you mean?
The Catholic Church...
Sunday starts the first day of the week?
Yes, it does. So that means that's the mark of the devil. If you want to get, but I don't believe in that anyway. But if you want to believe in religion, I believe in it, and I'll show you that way.
The last crazy thing I wanted to say before Bobby's tangent was here's the interesting thing that I do agree with on Bobby. If something that's been pounded into your head since 4 years old, if that's your reason for not taking medical treatment, that's okay. But if you thought about it logically as a person and you're just like, I'd rather die than like have all this poison in my body,
and you're
not
gonna
that's
die
not
it.
Okay.
And you're probably going to die anyway.
Yeah, but someone just pumping all this nonsense into your head since you were two, they allow that. That's the crazy part to me, and I agree with Bob. You said Catholic school, you still believe in God, Aldo?
Yeah.
After listening to me and Bobby?
Yeah, I believe it. I believe there's something out there, you know? I believe there's a God the same way that I believe there's space aliens. They're out there, but I don't want to see
one. Space aliens, you know there's factual, of course, there's facts. There's plenty of facts to prove it.
You've inadvertently gotten Bobby onto his alien conspiracy.
No, first of all, there are facts to prove there was people here. And anything, any organism that has came from outer space is an alien organism. And they're living.
That's
so true. Those are living aliens. So here you go.
And to give your credence a little pizzazz, Bobby, one of the founders of DNA, I forget if it's Crick or Watson, one of the guys who discovered it, his theory on life is the way evolution works is a planet evolves until they invent like space travel, and then they send bacteria into other planets, and then that bacteria evolves into larger living life forms, and that's how evolution works.
Right.
So it's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it sounds, Aldo.
Welcome to the science show.
No, we do a little bit of everything.
Right.
It sounds like you're saying, Aldo, you don't believe in a Judeo-Christian God, but you think there's a larger fabric to the universe where everything's together in some sort of way.
I do.
Sure.
Everything.
Sounds like you don't want to talk about this anymore. You're having too many bad Catholic school flashbacks.
Okay, let's get into quantum now. If you look at any kind of science, all the way down to quantum, that. They're all the same exact, the torus shape. Everything's the same shape, and it forms into shapes, and it goes from one place to another. So we're all part of the same universe and energy. Like the dark matter has weight to it. So it's energy, it's things moving in there. Am I right or wrong?
dark matter is still debatable, but okay. I've heard those things.
What about the God particle? What they call the God particle? The Henson Bose thing.
I know what you're talking about.
The particle
Higgs boson.
And they made it in Switzerland. The thing, the strange machine. What about that?
The collider.
I'm still thinking about the bent iPhone.
Yeah. The Hadrian Collider, right?
The Hadrian Collider.
Right, yeah.
This became an educational fucking podcast.
Yeah, we just like to invite guests to lecture them right, and talk about topics.
Right, and talk about science. Me and Baby get very scientific here.
Alright, something less science-y. We'll let Aldo weigh in first. A trust fund baby, Thomas Gilbert Jr., allegedly murdered his father, who's like a big hedge fund guy, because the guy's 30. His dad cut his allowance by $100.
What was his allowance?
It doesn't say, but it said he had like a fancy Chelsea apartment. So I'm sure it was like 10 grand a month or something.
Yeah, he deserves to die. $100.
Yeah, how the fuck?
That's grocery.
Yeah, because then he's going to do it another 100, and then another couple months now he's going to take another 100 away from the guy. I got to kill them too.
$100.
Okay, Bobby is pro killing your dad for his money.
No, well, because we were poor, my family. My father died when I was young. He's a good man. You know what I mean? So I wasn't born into that kind of luxury. But if I was born into that kind of luxury, I would want to hold on to it too.
Aldo?
Yeah.
Pro dad murder?
No. This is fucking weird.
Aldo, I'll tell you, my father was a great man. I wish he was still alive.
What did your father do?
He worked for an insurance company.
My dad was a shoemaker.
And he busted. Let me tell you something about my father and his brothers. They were beaten so badly when they were kids. Their own mother had to leave. They were put in an orphanage. I got pictures I show you, right, Ben? And they were in an orphanage in 1928 in Staten Island. They're from Manhattan, they were born. They were put in an orphanage in 1928 during the Great Depression. They were in an orphanage. One of them became a federal judge. He's a retired federal judge. My father had a good job in the insurance company, and the other one with the government.
How come there's no reality shows with orphanages? That would be good.
That would be a good show.
No, but they overcame a lot, and they never beat their kids and hurt their kids or anything, none of them.
Now, though, here's an interesting question.
What do you hear this one?
Now, you said your dad was a shoemaker, and I know you worked in a shoe store for
my whole life. That's all I did was sell shoes. I sold shoes, owned a shoe store.
Was it Aldo Shoes?
No, never worked for Aldo Shoes.
I thought it was you, Aldo Shoes.
Account executive. I was at shoes. And I used to always tell my dad, teach me how to make shoes. And he said, I didn't come to this country for you to make shoes. Then I ended up selling shoes.
Went up the food chain.
But making shoes, you would have probably made a ton.
Well, I made like six figures selling shoes.
But I'm talking about if you made your own shoes, like a brand, and you just thought you were with the good. Because those skills, those old world skills are fun.
I remember when I was little, I used to live in Williamsburg, and my dad opened up a shoe store. You know, it was like custom made shoes, and he used to give shoes to my teachers. So I was like the teacher's pet because he used to give me shoes to give him, like fucking handmade.
Yeah. Where in Williamsburg?
Right on Grand Street. I used to live on Bushwick and DeVoe. And my dad's shop was on Grand Street on between Bushwick and Humboldt. Between Bushwick. Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, where are you?
Stanhope and Evergreen.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. Do you remember those guys? Do you hear a guy named Ruben and them guys over there? The old people years ago? They ran and they were like the...
Bobby knows everything.
The heroin trade.
Do you know the heroin trade, Aldo? Good. He's bearing his soul about his shoe sales and his dad, and you're asking about heroin, Bobby.
Well, that's what we did in that neighborhood. We sold heroin. What are you going to do?
My dad sold shoes.
See, you guys should have merged where you have, like, the shoe deliveries, and you put heroin in the shoes. And
no, I respect
heroin. Heroin-laced soles.
Well, let me tell you, I respect some good things. Like, people like my friend's mother came over here from Vietnam. So she started working for Louis Vuitton, and they started. She wanted to leave because they opened up nail shops. Her husband and she wanted to go down. They would not let her leave. They went. She did like $190 an hour.
Doing nails?
She sews the leather. But she does like the alterations for these big people. So they send her on planes and stuff. So she's down in Florida, but they still like she flies out to different places. And her son's one of the big bosses now over there. But. And he went to Prada now, I think. But she had a skill that they don't have in this country. That's why they kept upping her salary. Every time she says she's going to leave, they go, no, she's going to get $180 an hour or something. Because she could sew leather. Like, really, you know, on the spot make the, you know, changes and everything, which they don't have that skill here. No one has those kind of hand skills anymore.
All in China.
No, but like the tailors, all the best tailors are from London, from Savile Row. Because these guys, from the times they're kids, they're apprentices, they learn a skill that is really hard to, you know, do the right way. It's just like shoemaking. That's why I say shoes cost so much money now. If you would have came out, if your father told you to make shoes, you designed it a certain way. You know what I mean?
That would have been great.
Yeah, custom shoes. You know how much money they cost? I got a whole closet full of them. Custom alligator shoes and all that kind of shit. They cost a lot of money. And my shoemaker wasn't that good. I wish I would have known his father was over there, Bushwick. I would have got, I could have got, I don't know, maybe I got 10% off.
You would have been, how old are you?
What?
How old are you?
56.
I'm 43, so you would have been 12.
What?
When my dad had the shop.
Right, so I would have walked in and got shoes.
Bobby's been there. In the streets since he was 8.
No, my father died at 12, when I was 12 I started. I used to sleep on the side of the highway, on the conduit, in the bushes.
And now you have your own sauna. America! Right.
And I used to sleep on the A train because the longest ride in the city from Far Rockaway to 207th Street. I used to sleep in people's doorways, things like that, when I was a kid. I overcame all of that. How you doing?
All right. Last topic.
I got my own sauna. And if anybody is cute and 19 or 20 years old and wants to go in there, I'll take them for a tour.
Call at your boy.
Yeah, call at your boy, yeah.
Last topic before user tweets. And I think, Aldo, so far your main takeaway is find out what a podcast is about before you agree to do it.
Pretty much. This is my second podcast.
Okay. What was your first?
I did Jay Nog's Childhood Memories.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, we had a couple of childhood memories for you.
Yeah, we just went back to the childhood. Then Bushwick over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
I think U.S. World News, for the fifth year in a row, has named the DASH diet the best diet to get on for your New Year's to then break.
What is the DASH diet?
It's like, I looked it up and then I forgot, but it's just like whole wheats and fruits and vegetables and like healthy lean meats.
And twigs.
And twigs. A lot of twigs that go DASH as you step on them.
And pig ass.
And they found the paleo diet is the worst diet.
Paleo.
Yeah, people try to live like the cavemen. That's why the cavemen only lived 30 years and they died.
But they were skinny, at least.
Yeah.
What did cavemen eat? Leaves, right?
No, meat.
Lion?
Whatever meat they can get their holes on.
Atkins, what was it, Atkins diet?
Atkins, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of the diets are variations of each other. You go to the gym, right?
Yeah, today I went 2 days in a row.
Nice.
I got to struggle every day now because I stopped for a while. I used to work out every day. I used to be huge. And I stopped. But then again, you know, those prison workouts I used to do every day. You know what I mean? 5 years in the jank. When I came out of there, I was on the incline bench. I was doing 465 five
465
times.
On an incline?
5 times.
That's NFL numbers, Bobby.
Dude, when you have nothing to do but work out, sleep, and eat, that's what happens.
What's your diet? Are you on a diet? You're in good shape. What kind of diet do you do, Aldo?
I just eat everything.
Eat everything. You heard it here. It's a good
diet.
But you
work out to make it work it off.
Well, I gotta get rid of this gut. But you know what? It's so hard because I like eating rice. I like eating bread. I need to sleep.
That's always my friend.
You gotta like, lay off carbs.
Yeah.
You know what we have as a guest here? My friend Joe. Joe Fish. He works in a place that makes all the bread for the 5-star restaurants in New York and everything. He brings me over boxes of breads that the breads themselves are dessert. You know who we gotta get it for? We'll get him on the next podcast.
If he doesn't bring bread, he's out, Bobby.
Joe Fish, let's give a big shout out to Joe Fish.
Big shout out to Joe Fish.
Joe Fish, you're the best bread man that ever lived. Best card player.
Boxes.
You're the man. Joe Fish, baby.
What do you do with all the bread? You eat it all?
I'm a big fan of Joe Fish.
Because yeah. I can't eat yesterday's
bread. No. Listen, this right though. I put it in the freezer. I wrap it up so they get it. And then you unfreeze it. Or I give it to some of my neighbors, things like that. But there's some, like, he has these things called pretzel croissants. Dude. Big Joe Fish. How about sending some pretzel croissants over here? Because we love you here at the PA Pod. This thing is so delicious. It's like it melts in your mouth. It's got like salt for the like the thing, like a pretzel. And then it's got like the buttery, like flaky, the croissant thing. Oh, man, is that good. I'm getting hungry right now thinking about it.
All right, let's get to user tweets. Aldo, do you have a Twitter handle where our friends can follow you?
Aldo Laugh, AldoLaugh.
Aldo Laugh, @AldoLaugh.
And you can order your t-shirts in there, too.
Well, yeah, he has a whole... He has t-shirts, DVDs, get it all.
Well, it's, yeah, and my website's aldolaugh.com, A-L-D-O-L-A-U-G-H.com.
Any reason you decided to make it a singular laugh instead of laughs, plural?
I don't know. That was my my AOL email, fucking like 20 years ago, and I was like, all right, let me make it my website.
Okay, cool.
I still have my AOL, no.
Me too.
Mm. I gave up on that. In the 90s.
I know you're Mr. Technical Smart Guy. I'll bet we only have... We have dot dot lead left.
Well, it's like, you know, people know me by that email, so I just...
No, but his is dot dot dash because he doesn't want to put too many things there. He's he went to Caltech. He's very smart. He's way ahead of us in technology.
Dash underscore, all that shit.
Yeah. How about coming over my house and fixing my computer like you told me you got to do your fucking...
You never schedule it, you moron.
Come on over.
You got to tell me in advance. I have
okay,
a busy
tomorrow.
Schedule.
Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow, no. You got to schedule a week in advance. I'm busy, Bobby.
What about next Monday?
I need to pull up a calendar. Let's talk off air.
I'll pull
let's
up
get
a calendar.
The user tweets.
Okay, let's get the user tweets. We got any fucking tweets?
Yeah, we got lots of tweets. And friends, tweet us as usual at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and we'll read your tweet on air. First one from our infield correspondent, Ted Teddyman. He says the PA Pod was in line for being renamed to Putz Talk Podcast until Bobby raised his game to an inspirational level to insult me. Bravo.
Right, I had to bring up a level.
So to keep for Teddy is when you call him a piece of shit.
I did not say that. See, no, no. See, I never said a piece of shit. I never said about Ted the Teddy Man. I say he's retarded and shit like that, but not a piece of shit. See, that's your just saying, Ben. You're disgusting to say that about the
disgusting.
Man.
Teddy
that's
goes
disgusting.
On, Bobby showed some energy and got engaged. His opinions alone, not that interesting.
Oh, he's a piece of shit. Next.
Next, from our friend at Lewis Mitchell 86, says at the PA Pod, Happy New Year. Thanks for the shout out and thanks for the podcast. Let's make 2015 an awesome year.
Thank you. You're welcome, Lloyd.
Nice.
Should we get this? I gave the good. I gave the shout out that day.
No, that was me. I did a tweet.
No, I gave
him one,
so,
a bunch of.
But
people.
I think
okay.
I gave a shout out that day too.
All right.
We both did.
We both
Louis Mitchell's a good guy.
We like him.
Right.
A few more from Teddy. Bobby was a little insulting to his associate producer last week, going for the genitals, taking the slime line. This is someone with a street mentality. This is what someone with a street mentality does. You can't claim to have lived a good life if you think like a street urchin. I ask God to forgive him.
Yeah, you believe in God and you want to yell every day, you're a retard too.
I think he was being ironic about the God thing.
I know, that's why I said
it. Bobby goes on, there is no sexual heroism in his life of squeezing old goo into Twinkie buttholes.
Well, I like that, the way he puts
it's
it.
It's very poetic.
Well, I love the way he put that.
Old goo.
Old goo.
Yeah,
so, that's the nicest way of calling someone an old geezer. Teddy goes on, hot girls, like I have dated, people are into that.
What people are into? I bet you, who's he dating, a rubber doll from Japan?
Teddy goes on, great apes kiss to express excitement, affection, or reconciliation. Bobby will kiss your ass so he can go to Elaine Stritch's birthday party.
Elaine Stritch happened to pass away, so you should say that, but I did go to a tribute.
He went on after she's dead. She probably wouldn't want him to the party while living.
But I've been to many parties without living. Okay, is that it?
That's it, Aldo. Any final thoughts?
Oh, Lord. No, I had a good time, guys. Thank you so much.
And thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
Sorry I haven't been here when I had to be.
Well, thanks for the t-shirt, too.
16 weeks ago.
No, it got confused. It was a schedule thing.
Thanks for the t-shirt, too, you're supposed to bring. But, we got to shout that out.
I'm a little scared now to give you a t-shirt. You might shoot a load on it or wipe it.
There's no might about it.
One of my eyes is going to be shut closed.
That's what I do on my t-shirts when I sell them. I shoot loads on it first so the people have the DNA instead of an autograph. It's better.
Well, that's
kind they go, of is that really an original Bobby Howard? Yeah, let's put it under the DNA and see if it's right.
All right, well, for Bobby Haha and Aldo Marechilian.
There we go. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. I'm Ben Rosenfeld. We'll see you next week.
Take care.
Take care.